This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. It's just after midday, 12:05 to be precise, here in the studio. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm inside here with...
Ivan Yubraj.
And Christine Wong.
We are physically distanced inside the studio. Mm-hmm. Of course, it is the 10th of June, first day of the RMCO.
Is
that correct?
Yes, it is.
Meaning that as of today, interstate travel is allowed, mm-hmm. and we can therefore look at places that we might want to visit for a bit of a vacation.
Yeah, if you can get through the traffic jams, because that's back.
That's back in full swing,
that's back.
Of course, with full SOPs in place. Our question for today, Christine.
Hi.
What's our question for today?
It is, now that interstate travel is allowed, where will you be going and what additional safety measures will you take?
Mm-hmm. You can let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. I know we've got some tweets. I know we've got some WhatsApp messages. I'll just check the... Instagram stories. I know Christine's got some over there as well. But that's what we're running with throughout the show up until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's our main story. And then Arvin has something about photos, Wi-Fi's.
Synthetic Wi-Fi's from Apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what this is all about, but I'm going to find out, aren't we? And then wrapping up the final story of today, around about 12:45, will be about how New Zealand have managed to eradicate COVID inside their own shores. Do let us know if you want to take part of the conversation then. It's all starting right now here with Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
So, obviously, as we've mentioned multiple times today, interstate travel restrictions have been lifted under the RMCO today. And Malaysian hotels and tourism players are really gearing up to welcome domestic travellers again under, of course, strict health protocols. So, just a quick rundown, though, of some of the things that are and aren't allowed under the RMCO. Museums, indoor busking and recreational fishing activities will be allowed to commence, but pubs, nightclubs, theme parks, karaoke centres, sadly for me, foot reflexology centres, sporting events with a large number of spectators in stadiums, swimming in public pools and contact sports are still not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Malaysian Association of Hotels were very excited to ramp back up to tourism, because they actually published their base guidelines for hotels on May 1st that were benchmarked against the Ministry of Health requirements and best practices from other countries and major hotel chains around the world. The CEO, Yap Lip Seng, said that the industry is expecting a pickup in not only leisure travel, but also business travelers. And many hotels are still rolling back room rates and offering attractive packages and promotions for direct bookings on their websites. The Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, President KL Tan, said that the easing of the interstate travel restrictions will hopefully minimize retrenchment in the tourism industry, since the service industry is a significant revenue earner and employment provider.
Mm.
And also expressed hopes that the state government of Sabah and Sarawak would not impose additional restrictions on domestic travelers from other states, like a requirement for health certificates or anything like that. He also hoped that the government would consider gradually opening up the country's borders to allow tourists from low-risk countries like Taiwan, Vietnam, Brunei, and Australia. As to him, delaying the opening up of international borders will decimate Malaysia's tourism industry, which currently employs more than 3.5 million people. In terms of sort of the typical activities that one would partake in when you are on holiday locally, Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association President Uzaidi Udanis shared that as the forestry department remains closed, activities such as jungle trekking, whitewater rafting and camping are still not allowed. And he said that ecotourism is our country's strength and gives it an advantage over other nations. And since tour operators have the contact details of clients, at least contact tracing can be easily done if required. They're also in talks with an insurance company to obtain COVID-19 protection for its members' guests as well. And I mean, this is all very exciting. I think we've all been going a little stir crazy in our homes, and also I think for a lot of people, we had a slew of public holidays in the past couple of months that I'm pretty sure many people were looking forward to using their leave for to travel in, and that was a squandered opportunity for most.
I know, Arv, you'd had some holiday booked, hadn't you? You were going to go to Australia, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that was like Melbourne. So that was completely cancelled and canned. But also just in interstate stuff, like I love doing road trips and then just driving up someplace and spending, like, not even spending the night, just like spending the day there. Sekinchan is nice. Sometimes on the weekends, I go Seremba and just to get the food or just to drive around. But none of that has been able to, I've not been able to do any of that for the last 3.5 months. So I'm happy. I don't even have to stay anywhere. I just want to drive somewhere on a road trip and just walk around the paddy fields in Sekinchan a bit and then come back to KL.
Without the worry of having to go through a roadblock.
No.
All of that kind of stuff, which, you know, it has been a difficult few months for a lot of us, just kind of stuck in that little space that we're in and going to and from the office and not much more, and maybe down to the grocery store and then back again. And you really do forget just how much we have to see just outside our very own doors, you know. And it's like I was saying to you guys the other day, the moment that we found out that we could potentially head out of state somewhere, my first thought, of course, is always Langkawi, because that's my first kind of point of contact here in Malaysia when I first got here. And then, you know, I'm just looking and thinking about how many people are going to be heading up there. And it's, as we said yesterday, maybe I'll just hold off a little while. Let the crowds go through first, in the same way that lots of people are going to get their hair cut tomorrow and today. You know, that's all going to be done first. And then afterwards, I'll crawl in after all the crowds have been and gone.
I'm sort of curious to see what sort of activities people are actually going to partake in, because a lot of them are still technically banned. Like, you know, the forestry stuff was not allowed. The things like, you know, theme parks are not allowed still. The sporting events, swimming in public pools even, like going to a hotel and enjoying the pool is not allowed, right? So I am curious to see, you know, if people are listening and would like to share what they might be getting up to if they do intend to interstate travel. That's a big curiosity of mine.
I mean, I was reading through one of the Facebook groups that I belonged to yesterday, and you know, people were asking the question of whether or not pools were still closed at hotels, and whether beaches were closed, and whether, you know, and obviously pools are still closed, but beaches are not closed, which means that you can actually swim in the sea.
Right.
So we have a lot of people who are wanting to head over to Tioman and places over on the East Coast and do all of that kind of stuff. Scuba diving, I believe, is allowed.
Okay.
From what I understand, please do correct me if I'm wrong, but I can imagine that a lot of people who have been like waiting to run around in their wetsuits for whatever reason are going to be heading over to the East Coast and doing their stuff right now.
But how much of how do you control the crowd on a beach?
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you seen some of the beaches? Like,
did you see the pictures from England recently as well? People gathering on beaches there, even though we're not supposed to be doing any. No sense.
Yeah.
No sense.
Yeah. So that's going to be a thing. How do you stop people from going to the beach? Like, it ruins the vibe if you have to take temperatures before someone gets into that private own stretch of the beach. If they have to, like, check if you have a fever or ask you to register in a book or QR code
and
or something.
And even before the MCO, you know, there's that moment where you put your towel down on the beach and someone just puts their towel right next to yours and you're just like, why? I think that's not going to go away, sadly, anytime soon.
I mean, in terms of, like, additional safety measures, the little things, it's going to be your tanning oil, your towel, your disinfectant, your hand sanitizer, your wet wipes, and that's kind of
and your mask.
And your mask, right? People
on
are going to have
masks on the beach.
Different kind of tan lines all of a sudden, you know? Do let us know. Anyway, of course, the question is, now that interstate travel is allowed, where will you be going and what additional safety measures will you be taking? Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We already have some messages. And of course, joining us after the break will be Rachel Lum from Loka Local. She's the co-founder over there. Some information from her. First, though, it's a song by the Stone Temple Pilots. Incredibly appropriate for today. It's the Interstate Love Song here on BFM 89.9.
Be financially minded. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, folks. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvini Viraj.
We're talking about how now that interstate travel is allowed, where will you be going and what additional safety measures will you be taking? 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. I've got some WhatsApps. I know Christine's got some Instagram messages. Do you want to go over there first, Christine?
Yeah, sure. So Natashinka just says none, which fair enough. Take it
fair
slow.
Fair enough, yeah.
Lam771994 says, pull out your man and I will be wearing my mask and carrying sanitizer everywhere I go. intense. Jacqueline Koo says, go back to hometown in Penang, will not take public transport and make any stop at R&R. If you're driving, you might have to stop at an R&R.
Yeah, might have to, yeah.
But, you know, just physical distancing is fine. And WKM3108 says, Malacca before it gets, and then in quotes, invaded by Singaporeans.
Oh, dear. I've got a couple of messages over on WhatsApp. I'll pick up one of Ro's. Ro has, you know, usually sent one of his quips. He's sent a whole bunch of places that he's going to go visit.
Ro being Ro.
Oh,
but there's a couple I'm just going to pick up on. He wants to go to Alostardadam. The other one is Telukmanistan, Kuala, Kansas, and Kualafornia.
California.
California is good. Mm.
Yeah, very well done, Ro.
I see a pattern. There's some things that are legal in those states.
But Ro, what additional safety measures will you be taking? We'd like to know that too.
Yeah.
When you are in these dangerous places.
In California,
yes. Of course, this is our opinion. We said where we'd like to go, perhaps, and some of the things that we'd be doing. We spoke to Rachel Lum from Loka Loka.
Yes. So Loka Loka is an online tourist attraction marketplace highlighting local experiences. And Rachel Lum, as Rich said, is a Loka Loka's co-founder and content and marketing lead. And we asked her to shed some light on their thoughts regarding interstate travel. So the first thing we had to ask, obviously, is how is Loka Loka responding to the lifting of interstate travel restrictions?
We're seeing this as an opportunity to promote local destinations in different states, not just as an online marketplace, but also because we've been offering video marketing services and virtual reality packages for businesses. Since we create these videos and VR for hotels, travel activity providers, resorts and restaurants, it was a challenge for us to proceed with any of our outdoor filming during the travel ban, and we had to put some projects on hold. So having the restriction lifted means we can put some of our plans back into action.
Is Loka Loka benefiting from any of the Panjana initiatives, and if so, how?
To be honest, travel technology players like ourselves won't be able to benefit much from it. The initiatives are designed to help more travel agencies and accommodation providers.
That's a shame. Okay, where do you think people will be traveling to the most in the coming weeks and months?
In the next few months, destinations like Langkawi and Cameron Highlands would see a peak in interest. More people would prefer road trips, especially to nearby destinations depending on where they live, like Sakinchan, Bintung, and Ipoh. I imagine that at least in the first few weeks, people would still be cautious about travelling too far or hopping on a plane, and it's probably friendly in the wallet as well. So we would see a lot of beach holidays, especially on islands like Perhentian, Redang, and Tioman.
I'm getting the itches to travel already. So, Rachel, what kind of tourist activities do you imagine would be the most popular or even, the most able to conform to physical distancing requirements the most?
If we talk about what Malaysians would go for, resort staycations would be popular. They are usually more private, less crowded, and suitable for smaller groups of friends. Anything related to nature would also be a hit. You know, activities like jungle retreats, camping, glamping, highland trekking, and so on. Because these would meet the demand for less crowded places, they would promote well-being and also make up for the time when people cannot be as close to nature, especially during MCO. So luckily, Malaysia has plenty of these destinations to spare. But I would encourage anyone to think outside the box, really understand what this beautiful country has to offer, and try something other than your cookie cutter experiences. So most Malaysians think there isn't much to do locally, but actually there are many unique things to see and do in our backyard, such as rural tours, hidden gems, and sustainable tourism, many of which are hosted by locals. And honestly, they are just as lovely as all the well-known attractions out there. It's a great way to support locals and explore a different side of home. So if you're looking for interesting activities and road trip ideas in Malaysia, you can definitely check out the Loka Loka website. And if you're a business looking for virtual reality and video marketing services, you're welcome to get in touch as well.
That was a sneaky little plug there. Well done.
Yeah, we were going to do it anyway, yeah. But, you know, that works.
Now, I have a confession. I have not been to Genting, and I have not been to Cameron Highlands.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You should do Cameron first and then Genting.
Of course, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, 11 years that I've been here, I've not done that.
I think also, but I mean, correct me on this, Arif, but Cameron is very difficult to get to if you don't drive.
Yes.
So that might be a big obstacle for you. Mm. Both Cameron and Genting, actually, thinking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I've not been up there.
Yeah, much like Arif, I too am itching to go to Sekinchan.
Yes.
Partially because I have been craving mangoes for a while now, and the mangoes in Sekinchan are like nothing else I've ever eaten.
Really? Top-notch.
Yes, so good.
What about you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a beach person, but I'm also somebody who likes to get out on a good hike, and I've not managed to do that for quite some time as well. So just something as simple as that, you know, just getting out, having a hike, having a nice picnic, sitting by a stream somewhere would just be, I don't care where, you know, it doesn't matter as long as I'm outdoors breathing in fresh air and not worrying about it.
Enjoying the cleaner air now before it goes back to being dirty air again.
Yeah, something like that.
I will go wherever my stomach leads really at this point. Because the moment she said ipo, I thought dim sum and immediately was raring to go.
Yes, do let us know, folks, where you are planning on going, and once you're doing it, what additional safety measures will you be taking, of course? Physical distancing, of course, amongst those things, other SOPs as well. Do let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Update on Roe, he said his safety measures will not be getting out of his car, just desperate to go interstate after not being allowed to. He's a rebel with a car. Hashtag, apparently.
Wow.
Time for a break. The Jam up next. Just who is the 5 o'clock hero here on BFM 89.9?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.